Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Co-Chair Whatley, welcome back to Philadelphia.
It's good to be on with you, Dom.
I know we have an event coming up we'll give full details on, but I think the story that you're uniquely qualified to talk about, too, is North Carolina now, and you know something about, being held up for a period of time as they try to get the RFK Jr. off the ballot?
Yeah, very good news today that we're hearing out of the North Carolina Court of Appeals that they're going to take RFK Jr. off of the ballot. So it's going to be a straight-up fight with the president and Kamala Harris. And we feel like we're in really, really good position to be able to carry North Carolina for the third straight election.
Yes. They were trying to block him from being on the ballot until he wanted to be off the ballot. And now Democrats are trying to hold him to the ballot.
It is really remarkable. This is the most partisan Board of Elections I've ever seen here in North Carolina. I sued him so many times when I was the state party chair, and we had a great track record against him. And I'm really glad that we're continuing that trend right now. The fact that they fought putting him on the ballot, now they're fighting taking him off the ballot, just shows you the contortions that they will go through to try and throw this thing for Kamala Harris. But it's not going to work, because at the end of the day, North Carolina voters have delivered this state for him twice. They're going to deliver for him again in 24.
Are you in the camp, in the campaign, that believes, I do, but you guys are actually doing it, that President Trump underpolls? In other words, it may not be, huge number of points. It might be a half point. That's all that's needed. CNN today talking about that. Harry Enten, I think, has been pretty fair to the president in saying that if he underpolls this time, he's going to carry most of these swing states then.
Yeah, we agree. And what we're seeing right now is a very nice, healthy uptick over the course of the last couple weeks in every single battleground state. We're seeing a shift, and it's a slight shift, but it's a very real shift. And what that tells us is Kamala Harris's honeymoon is over. The sugar high from pushing Joe Biden off the stage, we're coming down from it. We're out of Labor Day, and this is when people start to really, truly pay attention. And when they look at Kamala Harris as a candidate, they do not like what they see, because she is doubling down or worse on every single one of the failed policies that she has championed over the course of the last 3 years. Donald Trump is the only candidate who is fighting every single day for every single American family, talking to every single American voter. And he's the one who's going to restore our southern border, rebuild our economy, and make sure that we are strong enough to protect the interests of America at home and abroad, as well as those of our allies like Israel.
Preparation for the debate. If I were the moderator in something like this, other than overall fairness, I have a big goal here, slightly with Trump for the American people, but more for VP Harris. All these policy shifts that we've talked about, I'm going to pick out the two or three biggest. Yesterday it was she's okay with plastic straws now. I'm not going to do that one. But fracking, and we're going to get to the bottom, point by point, of her motivation for making such a significant change. With President Trump, you could ask him about abortion when he wasn't a candidate until where he is today. And I think he's explained his shift, like in Florida, multiple times. He has no problem doing that. She has to be made by the moderators or the president to explain, and then people can judge, is this not really true, or did something significant make her change?
Yeah, I could not agree more. I think her campaign has obviously floated a number of proposals out there. It's remarkable that all of these big flip-flops seem to come from anonymous sources within the campaign, generally on a Friday around 5 o'clock. It's like they want to throw it up there as a trial balloon and kind of see what's going to stick with it. But you know what? Her advisors have a really hard time trying to figure out this campaign and this debate, because they have to decide, do we want to run away from all of the really terrible ideas that she has championed over the last, several decades, certainly over the last 4 years that she's been the vice president, or do they want to flip-flop? not a great place for you to be as an advisor. That's why they're keeping her in the basement. It's why they won't let her talk to the press. They're hiding her as best as they can. But you know what? When you're on that stage for 90 minutes and you got to stand up and you can't have notes and you don't have a teleprompter, that's when America is really going to see, you know, what she's going to stand for.
A lot of action in Pennsylvania that you're aware of. Linda Kearns is great, the point person here. You are at the national level to make sure every shenanigan possible. We're going to be litigating in advance. Josh Shapiro, in a big interview last night on MSNBC, took note of that and talked about all these pesky lawsuits as if there's something wrong. We're trying to get this straight before we're actually under the gun of the election.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we have the right rules of the road in place before voting starts. You know, we want basic protections when it comes to election integrity. Only American citizens can vote. You got to have a voter ID. We want to make sure you have basic protections on the mail-in ballots in states like Pennsylvania, where you have mail-in balloting. And we want the state to clean up the voter rolls. I mean, this is not an election conspiracy. These are not, you know, election denialism. These are basic protections that Republicans, Democrats, and independents all support. So we should have, I think, frankly, I don't understand why the Democrats don't support our Protect the Vote tour. I don't know why they don't jump on board. Who can oppose making it easy to vote and hard to cheat?
Well, we know. Josh Shapiro can. So you're coming to White Marsh out there in Montgomery County this Monday, part of this ongoing campaign with training up volunteers, inspiring people to come out. We have a lot from our listeners. Tell us what you're doing and how people can participate.
Yeah, so what we're doing in several of these events, I think we've done about 20 of them around the country, and Laura Trump and Pam Bondi and Matt Whitaker and the rest of the team, you know, really what we want to do is we want to raise awareness of the issue on election integrity. We want to talk to people about how important it is for us to get them in, and then we do a training session. What we want to do is everybody go to protectthevote.com, sign up, and then we will run you through the training session and teach you how to be a poll worker or a poll observer, and then we'll work with you to make sure that we get you into the right polling location so that you can be an observer when on election day. And it's pretty straightforward. You know, I would rather have a police car parked in front of a storefront window than call them after a rocket's thrown through it. That's why we want to be there in the room whenever a vote is being cast or counted.
That's listeners are savvy to that, too. It's the chain of custody and all that. Our listeners are very much on that, and I'm impressed the uptick from 4 years ago where we are at this point. Is there anything out there, particularly in the battleground states, that we're going to see coming up? I know Linda Kearns told us yesterday, co-chair, that they were getting ready for this citizen non-citizenship argument, the state protecting against that. Democrats don't want to do it. What can you tell us about that?
Well, what we want to do is just, you know, it is federal law that only American citizens can vote in federal elections, and it's up to the states to enforce it. So we are going to continue to aggressively push the states to, one, make sure that there are no non-citizens on the voter rolls. And if they are, then they've got to be able to clean them off the voter rolls. And we're going to be very hard in terms of making sure that that gets done in every state, including Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you here in our area on Monday.
Yes, sir. We really appreciate it and hope that everybody that is listening to you has a great weekend. And before they do, we hope they go to protectthevote.com and sign up, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you very much. I'd love to hear from listeners who have done that. Protectthevote.com. Are you going to be there on Monday or the other events here with Linda Kearns, Mike Watley, Pam Bondi, Laura Trump? Look, I'm impressed with what the RNC is doing. I don't think there's any doubt. Now, that doesn't stop the other side. They don't lay down and die. They keep on pushing the envelope, legally or illegally. I mean, we still haven't seen anything in Philadelphia. Dan and I told you yesterday. We have this street artist on Instagram admitting that he did the Kamala Harris fake Eagles posters. What's the city of Philadelphia doing about it? What are Republicans here locally saying about it? Not a whole lot. I thought it was a great opportunity to make the case about election interference, whatever this guy's motivation is. Whoa, wait a minute. The judge delays, Dan, this just coming down. Do you see this, too? The judge delays Trump's New York criminal trial sentencing.
Let me get some info on this.
Yeah. All right. So we got this. Judge Marchand, Fox just reporting, is delaying the Trump criminal sentencing. All right? Now, you could say, well, big deal. They're still going to call him a felon. But the bottom line is they wanted to have a sentence attached to that to make that real versus the cockamamie.
Minutes ago, Judge Juan Merchan, the presiding judge in the so-called hush money case with Stormy Daniels, has decided to delay the sentencing for the former president until after the November election. This is a big decision, Sandra.
Obviously, the implications of the timing is huge, considering the upcoming election, November 26, many, many days and weeks after Election Day. So this just in, and we're going to get brand new reactions shortly. Obviously, we're talking about the judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. This has obviously taken center stage to many other cases we've been watching this week. But the sentencing now, John, delayed to November 26, as we learn brand new details.
All right. This is good. And what this indicates is even Judge Marchand, with the immunity part of this from the Supreme Court, etc., there is no way he can proceed with this. What this is, the Trump people should immediately, and I think they will, they'll be out there saying that, hey, this case is they can make the argument it was bogus. It was we know all that, right? And they get dismissed. You're just saying that. But delaying the sentencing is being done because they have to take time now to consider, do they have to throw the whole case out because of the Supreme Court immunity ruling? That's what it tells me. Even Judge Marchand, after he's done his dirty work, cannot finish the job. This is another good sign. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. I know they still have on the record, felon, you're a felon, etc. Now, Trump has to be schooled up when Harris does this on Tuesday to make the point, why didn't he go forward with the sentencing now? You've already done the trial and verdict in the middle of a presidential election. That's because this sentence, this verdict, is very much in doubt with the Supreme Court ruling. Then you have to be ready because she'll start up about you're not a king, presidents are not kings, about what the Supreme Court actually said about immunity. So big decision coming down today, news dump day, Friday, but at least it's here. 855-839-1210. Speaking of Don Trump Jr., we've been telling you this much-awaited event this coming Thursday, but we have a flash sale going on right now. This is a special last-chance flash sale. Tickets to Pints in Politics with Don Trump Jr. and me are available for $120.10 with the special code FLASH, F-L-A-S-H. Now, that is a huge, huge discount because, remember, that $112.10, I think the ticket price is really around $106 or so. That takes into account everything, the handling, you know, all that stuff that you have to do when you're doing this online. It's a big discount from the original price. Get those seats. I'm watching on my board right now. They're going. Get those seats now. You'll want to be there for this one. I have to say, we'll see. The debate is critical. But there is momentum more on the Trump side at this point than there is on the Harris side. Just like in 2020, Harris is stalling a bit here. She's still in a close position with Trump. But this delay in the sentencing doesn't allow them news cycle after news cycle to just say he's a felon. How can you vote for a felon? There would have to be commentary saying that, you know what? This is an indicator that the immunity decision by the Supreme Court is going to play into this. This is going to be thrown out. Best case for the other side, they'd have to retry again. By the way, the AP officially deleted a tweet which deliberately misquoted J.D. Vance saying that school shootings were a fact of life. We played for you the full context of it. That's not what he said at all. Talked about a two-part thing. So-called thoughts and prayers, people grieving. Then part two, how do we prevent more of this from happening? And we know one of the major ways to do it, having not just one school resource officer, but multiple people at the school who are armed. Even with one, this guy was able to shoot people. All right, so hopefully it'll send a message to charging the father in this. To parents out there, if you feel your child's caught up in this and you have guns, you're going to have to come to authorities. You're going to have to do a better job. You don't buy him a rifle for Christmas. Now, you know, is it so hard to say? Is that a fear of the Second Amendment? They're charging his father. It's in Georgia. These are people that value firearms in the Second Amendment. They're saying this kid obviously was being looked at by the FBI before. All right, they're incompetent on this, so the law isn't there. You don't buy him a rifle for Christmas, do you? No, that's not about the Second Amendment. It's about people are dead here. And we have to find a way to do better at this, including more protection at the school. J.D. Vance was talking about that. I added the other part. I'm very glad they charged the father in this. Well, doesn't he have a right? You really want to defend that? When there's this much trouble and you're buying him a weapon and saying, here, kid, no, you are complicit in this. It's not Second Amendment. And again, if there had been maybe another school resource officer there, in another part of the building, maybe they would have been able to stop him. All right, side question today. Eagles in Brazil, hit us with something associated with South America. There's a middle of a ton of them, so hit us with that. Coming up at 1:30, we're going to talk with the son of George Baquetto, Evan Baquetto, who we talked with before. There was a news item, and I remember the quote. I don't even have it in front of me. I'll paraphrase it, of one of these 20-year-old young Republicans who talked about living under Bidenomics. You're working two jobs and you don't have enough in your pocket to take your girlfriend out on a date. That line stuck with me. They're doing a big watch party. Dan, did you happen to see? I went online. Some of the guests that will be there?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, who's booking for this? I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Fox News people.
Yeah, Jason Chaffetz, Pete Hegseth's going to be there, Rachel Campos Duffy, Jeff Bardo, so none other than Dom Giordano.
Should have led off with that.
Come I know.
These are just Fox News people. Yeah. we're going to give you the details, and the public is welcome, apparently, for this.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, well, awesome. That's what I thought it was.
Okay, but, we'll hear about it next.
Yeah, he'll be here. He's in studio with us. You'll be able to see it on YouTube, and he is, better watch it, Dan. You realize he is a movie guy, right? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
He's a movie producer.
Oh, really?
Yes, among
other
things.
He has a look for it. He's a good-looking guy, I mean.
Yeah, young Republican...
Young, I guess I'm allowed to say it, right?
Young Republicans are on this stuff. It's going to be the hottest.
We in the Italian-American community, Dom, are very, very proud of you.
Nice of George
to say
that.
Well, thank you, George. This is going to be the biggest watch party. This just came down, and I'll after we're done talking with Evan, I'll ask him about it. Philadelphia area colleges. Remember the big Supreme Court ruling? Basically, where affirmative action has become, hey, you're an Asian student, we're going to affirmatively keep you out of here. We don't want you. We only want a certain number of you. You don't belong here. Yeah, but we're doing better than anybody else. But you're white adjacent. I gave you the numbers of MIT. Now we have the numbers of Penn, Haverford, and Swarthmore. And the Inquirer is having a fit because there are dips in Black Latino students in this year's class due to that so-called affirmative action decision. Why? Why are they so concerned? Shouldn't this be, are there upticks in Asian students? Yes. We'll give you all the data on that. How did it happen that affirmative action devolved into, let's keep Asians, certain numbers of Asians, out of the big time colleges or many colleges. Well, that's what it's all about. It's not the best and the brightest. It would be like the NBA suddenly had something where we had to bring in 5'5" Eskimos dribbling with two hands in their underwear hanging out to play point guard in the NBA. Or why can't he guard Joel Embiid? Yeah, that's a good idea. We don't have any guys that are 5'5" to guard Joel Embiid. Let's put them out there, too. When do they get their shot? All right. Enough of that, Tom. But I got the...
I'm holding back by any Hank Johnson M-word.
Oh, yes. But I have the Penn, Harvard, and Swarthmore. Haverford and Swarthmore. And just as we thought, why has it changed? Because they don't want to get caught fully cooking the books here. Does it matter if a school would have 80% that are Asian students? Not to me. I want the best and the brightest. Yeah, but what about diversity? How are people going to learn? Oh, I think they're going to learn pretty well if the very best people are there. Is the NFL, the Eagles tonight. How many white players?
What happens when you put...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hold it back.
Fight.
Right. But how many white players, for the sense of this, are on the roster? There's only one position where I see, let's take starters, because we can't get into all the minutiae of everything else. The only position, there's only one position in the NFL, well, two.
Hmm?
The kicking game and the offensive line. There's no other position where you're going to see a majority of players that are white. Well, quarterback, I'd have to look it up now. Starting, I'm talking about, it's pretty close. There have to be at least 12 to 15 black quarterbacks, don't you think, Dan? It's pretty close.
Yeah, I think it is something. Donovan was on a WIP yesterday. He's doing some documentary on it, and I think it is something like that now.
All right, still may be a slightly majority. Now, why is that? Because the NFL wants to win. I heard people talking about, Dan, that Green Bay had a longer flight to Brazil by an hour than the Eagles, and that's an advantage.
Well, that's how geography works.
Right, but I mean, I'm trying to illustrate the point. The slightest edge they're looking for, psychological or physical, right?
The midget will not win the fight, I'm going to tell you that.
Well, thank you, Hank Johnson. I'd love to get him on affirmative action.
You can't stay away from the microphone, that guy.
Exactly. So, if colleges are going to be Ivy League and these others, let's say it's 40, 45, 50, 60% that are Asian, what is wrong with that? They're telling you something is wrong with that. That's not right. Why? Give us other walks of life. Pro sports are the best one I can go to. You see where the dominance is in these things. In baseball, it's Latin American players. Central America, Latin America, are predominant out of all proportion to numbers. Why is that? They're better. It's more of a national sport there. Baseball is not here anymore. It's football. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. The big news, Judge Marchand says no mas, delays the New York criminal trial sentencing to November 26th after Election Day. Thank God. All right, we're going to talk with Evan Baquetto. He was with us before around all these things. He'll tell you about that big event coming up, this Republican watch party in town, and mainly young Republicans or people of that generation, maybe they're not affiliated with a party. What is it that Trump can do in that voting area? Big parties, Dan. I don't know. Will Dan Borowski be at this big young Republican party?
I think I might be.
We're right there. This is the place to be. In studio with us is Evan Baquetto, the son of George Baquetto, and in his own right, a movie guy, a producer of various films. What kind of films do you produce or make, Evan?
Well, first, thanks for having me here, Dom.
You're really welcome.
Appreciate it. I was in the film industry for many years. I focused primarily on sports films.
Okay.
And I was always a conservative guy, and I felt out there, I got, in talking about what you were saying earlier, how to reach young Republicans.
Right.
There was always a social shaming and a professional shaming being a conservative. And I really felt like I was being pressured not to have my own beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Young Republicans of Philadelphia, I'm the ambassador for the group. We do a lot of outreach to other young people, millennials and Gen Zers who feel that same way. And I can't tell you how much of a relief they feel. It's like pressure comes off their face when they hear it, someone else is saying it. They're not alone out there. There's tens of thousands of us. We have these conservative ideas. We want fiscal conservativeness in our lives because we want that American dream. We want to be able to buy a house. We don't want to go on a date and it's $200. You can't buy a glass of wine or a meal without going broke.
Hey, do women pay for half the date these days, though, or the ones that you might date? I'm just asking because, Dan Wright, Maisie was paying for half the date.
Yeah, right? We split.
I go Dutch. You know, if they want to, sure.
2024, Dom.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, bro, take that. Bring money the next time we go out.
I don't think it works that way, Dom.
So the big party is over on 4th Street, right?
We're going to be at the Kimpton Hotel Monaco. It's at 433 Chestnut Street on the Independence Mall, just two blocks from the debate venue with President Trump and Vice President Harris. And we did that on purpose because we wanted to be walking distance. If any Trump campaign surrogates wanted to stop by our debate watch party, if, you know, fingers crossed, the president himself wanted to come by, that would be an amazing opportunity for the young people of Philadelphia to connect with him. And then also we're going to be having these Fox News personalities at the debate watch party, and they're going to be broadcasting from us. So we get to show, this is a big opportunity for Philadelphia to show our love to Trump and to Dave McCormick. Let's not forget about the U.S. Senate candidate as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So Hegseth, Rachel Campos, Duffy, a couple of other Fox personalities. I mean, that's heavy hitters on a night like this.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be open to the public. We want to fill this ballroom up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have people coming by and giving speeches prior to the debate. Jeff Bartos is going to be there. Sean Gale, another 2022 Senate candidate, is going to be there. My father, George Buchetto, who also saved the Columbus statues and ran for Senate in 22, is going to be there. Dom, you're invited.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to be there. If you want me to speak, why not?
We'll
try
love
to
it.
Stop me.
You know, I really wanted to see if there were any pieces of the box left because I wanted them as mementos.
Tear that box down, Mr. Mayor.
We in the Italian-American community, Dom, are very, very proud of you.
Oh, I remember, and you were here. Now it's coming back when your dad brought that in. It was a surprise and didn't tell me. I have it up on the Dom Dome at home. So what are you looking for in this debate? As somebody who knows movies, same thing with TV, how this will come across on TV, and Trump knows TV, knows a big moment, knows how to project. On that, I think the thing he has to do is force her to try to explain how she's changed position after position. If you can't do several of them, take fracking. And let's hear it on fracking. I don't think it's going to hold water. I think people are going to say, no, she's just saying that.
Oh, I 100% agree. Harris has not answered a single hard question this entire micro campaign of hers. So President Trump has a real opportunity to get those questions across to her and force her to answer them. Is she flip-flopping on fracking? She really has never said she's in favor of it. I think Tom Cotton said that best. Like, people from her campaign are saying it, but she's never said it. And in her interview on CNN, she was referring to 2020, but she never said in 2020 that she's in favor of fracking. So what are the truths? And I think Pennsylvanians are really going to hear that. Philadelphians as well are going to be listening. How is she going to help the economy? You can't just put price controls on our food and expect it to go down. You have to lower energy costs too. And that's the main way. All of our farming materials, we use vehicles with gasoline. And the gas costs money. How do we get it from the farms to the stores? Gasoline. We have to bring down the energy costs. That will bring down the food costs, not price controls.
Exactly. Where do people go to check it out? Because on the air, they may be driving or whatever, Evan, that they can take a look at this. And we do want to fill that up. It's going to be on Fox News. There are going to be cut-ins there, mm-hmm. which is tremendous. And again, you said something meaningful other than on a date, the 20-year-old. But say the 28 to 35-year-old young Republican, so can you be able to afford a suitable house?
That's right.
You're not going to be able to do that under Bidenomics, Harrisnomics. It's just not acceptable given inflation and given the other hurdles that are there. So where do people go to find out about this and to get directions toward this?
Well, you can visit our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Philly YRs. Mm-hmm. It's posted on all of our sites. And I just want to say one more thing, because I was listening to your show earlier with RNC Watley.
Yes.
And I was at one of his events with the RNLA, Republican right. National Lawyer Association. And a lot of the young Republicans of Philadelphia are going to be poll watchers on the day. We are attorneys, many of our members, and we're going to be working with the RNC as election attorneys on the day too. So this is an opportunity to really energize the young people of this city who are going to be out there on the day for the election. To make sure that
there isn't. You've grown up with it, though, but it'd be the eye opener. Don't send these kids to North Philly, is what I'm saying.
No, I won't.
As a poll watch, do you think we can cover, say, 60, 70% of the precincts in Philadelphia on Election Day?
I do.
Okay.
Because they were talking about wanting 100,000 at this event
yes.
where I was
yes.
with Watley and Laura Trump, and they're saying they got 155,000 poll watchers, and that's what we need. And there's people in all of these different areas, North Philly, West Philly, who are of different backgrounds, and they've,
right.
the curtain has been lifted, and they're seeing, we want a better life too. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. We want a better economical life. We want to be able to buy a house. We want our taxes down. We want our energy prices down. We want our food prices down. That is just for everybody. The tide is going to lift all boats with the Trump economy, and we have to get it. And we have to get Dave McCormick elected to the U.S. Senate as well.
CNN poll yesterday, sort of an outlier maybe, but tied with Bob Casey Jr. Three debates coming up. McCormick's got a real shot there with this, without a doubt. So, Dan.
I got a bunch I got to ask, Evan.
Yes, as a young something, a Baranski.
The thing I preach here a lot of times is there needs to be a lot of messaging fixes of the Conservative Party to appeal to young Republicans. I'm curious what you're hearing out on the street as the issue that is striking most. Here on the Dom Show, we talk about the suburban female vote, particularly the mom vote, the
right.
young mother vote. Yesterday, you heard a little stumbling, to be quite honest, by Trump on the issue of child care and expenses. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, Dom, I think that that's a potential killer when it comes to young Republicans, young voters, because child care expenses have become such an issue in this country. I'm curious, Evan, when it comes to the issues, what are you hearing? Is child care, is the economy the top issue? Is abortion up there? What are you hearing with the young voters?
I definitely think economy is the top issue. Trump is doing a fantastic job. Dave McCormick is doing a fantastic job messaging to these people. But I think what we need to do as Republican voters is talk to the youth, because there's a lot of 18-year-olds, and for 10 years since they were 8, this is their first presidential election, they've been hearing Trump is bad, Trump is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to us and they're saying, well, why should I vote for Trump? What is it about Trump that you like? And they're actually curious. And I feel sometimes as Republicans, we can be very hard on the, you know, uninformed voter. But we need to explain it to them very carefully. This is what the Republican Party will do with the economy. This is how the food will be better priced, and the housing and the energy. And then also with independence, there are just so many people upset with the wars that are going on in the world and energy, and, you know, talk about unrealized capital gains tax. And they're just about to break for the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, which is so
What close. Are your thoughts, though, as a movie maker, as somebody mm-hmm. has to deal with these themes? Dan mentioned the other, abortion. Trump is a perfect candidate mm-hmm. on this to me. Because his gut instinct and his projection is he's not in favor of 6-week bans or anything like that back to the states. But that is a hard issue, particularly for young anything.
Yes, it's a very hard issue. It's a dividing issue, mm-hmm. abortion. I think he's right. Keep it at the state level. Tell exactly what he's saying. He's not going to sign a national ban. I understand the pro-life movement, and I'm in full support of them advocating for their positions, but we have to win this election. We can't risk losing the election and the country going to communism or Marxism because we want to keep it at the state level as opposed to a national ban. So I'd rather win the election and then we can figure it out as a nation as we move forward with the White House, with the U.S. Senate, and hopefully with the Congress as well.
All right, so
I got one more.
Yeah, one more.
I got to dig, just because I'm curious how the heck to frame the issue, to be quite honest, because I think conservatives are losing on the issue, that being student loans and the economy in that sense of debt for the young people. How do you think Republicans should address the student loan issue?
Well, I'm not in favor of student loan forgiveness. I don't want to give away a free carrot today to have massive debt as an entire country tomorrow. We have to explain it to people. We have to say, listen, the national debt is soaring. You can have a cookie now, and then tomorrow it's just going to be like your life is going to be in very bad shape with this.
Let me go to Margo, who's got a great question here to kind of wrap this all up in Bucks County. Margo, you're on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom and with Evan. Give us your question. Yes.
I tuned in. I want to know where all the young Republican men are going to be poll watching, because I am an old married woman, but I am trying to find my dear young friend a date with a normal conservative Republican guy. This guy sounds nice. Where is she supposed to go? Because I will tell her and she will go, because she is beautiful, self-supporting, girl next door, hunts with her father. Let's get this going. Where should she be on election day?
Send her to the Young Republicans Debate Watch Party. It's Tuesday, September 10th at the Kimpton Hotel Monaco. We're going to be there. It's going to be the best party in town. We're all going to be there. Okay. The whole city's going to be
there.
So
I got to ask a true question, though. I mean, it sounds like there's some digging here. Maybe we're playing some dial a date, but Evan, are you a single man? Or?
I am a single man. And I'm going to be at the watch party.
He'll make a movie on hunting. He's a hunter. He's in camouflage. Go to YouTube. He's in camouflage. He looks like the Great Walls of China in here. He looks like Tim Walls.
Okay, I won't say her name on air, but it begins with a K. That's all I'm going to say, okay? So, and I'm sending her, she will go to the party. I'm sending her there, absolutely.
This is like California Psychics. You're going to call, you're going to meet a girl with the letter K as the first letter of her name.
Yeah, but think about that, Dan. This K stuff, it's Christian and Kirsten. And what is it with the K's today? Every woman is named K. That's right. We should have a Maisie. That's a completely different
name. I see some blushing from Evan. Maybe we should have.
Okay, so Evan, we will be there. And some woman with a K will be there, and we're going to see how all this works out. If that happens, we definitely want to put you guys on the air.
We'll come back on the air together.
We'll come back on the air together. One more time, go to where for Young Republicans?
Philadelphia Young Republicans Debate Watch Party at the Kimpton Hotel Monaco, September 10th. The doors open at 7:30 p.m.
All right, do that, please. This happens during election season. I think she knows me. I work with Laura Coates.
Uh-huh.
At CNN, and reaching out to see if he could join Monday night to talk about talk about what our listeners in Pennsylvania are hoping to hear at the debate.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I've been on CNN many times before, so
did you say listeners or viewers?
Listeners.
Okay.
And I don't smell any kind of trap there, so we'll let you know. If that
we'll be the trap,
happens.
I mean.
Yeah, no, well, once the Colbert, Jon Stewart, and they wanted to tape stuff. That's a dangerous thing. No matter what you do, if they're taping, Dan, is something like they're going to mock you.
Yeah.
But Laura Coates show, no, I don't think so.
I think you'd do well on it. I think it'd be great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, while you're on the topic of Colbert, can I play this audio real quick? Because I completely missed it.
Harris is getting a lot of endorsements, most of them real. But in Philadelphia, a counterfeit political ad has popped up showing her in football gear with the caption, "Official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles." Obviously a fake. Everyone knows the official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles is a vomit-stained Honda Civic floor mat.
Of course. I remember the moment where Colbert just gave up comedy, even satire, any of that, Dan, and just became a lecturer. I mean, that's about it.
Yeah.
I love this. We have to do a side on Monday. We may have to play with this. Who would you like to be in the debate room or in the spin room with, just sitting there watching the debate? All right. Maybe in a negative way, because you think Trump's going to do well and you want to see their reaction. Yeah. Fly on the wall stuff. I think it's got possibilities. Okay. Great stuff from Evan Baquetto, though. Hope to see you there. come on out. It's not that hard of an area to get to, and it will be very close to where the action is. As far as the spin room, Dan and I are working behind as mightily as we can. This would be quite a moment, Dan. And, you know, all those national people in the spin room, the person I want to talk with, you know who it is. Josh Shapiro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Love the no-tie look. When did you start doing it?
I wonder if there's any more updates from his appearance on The View today.
Oh. I don't know if he would answer my question, though. That might be a difficult moment there. Do you think he'd say, no, I'm not answering
your
question?
No, I'm just going to pull a Tim Walz and walk away and talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. Go get a milkshake. Yes. Let's talk about Captain Chuckies for a moment. Then we're going to talk another race happening out there that's major, election integrity, all that stuff. Republican candidate for Attorney General Dave Sunday will be with us. That should be an easy name to vote for and remember.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.